What's up, Dream Warriors? Welcome back to another episode of a podcast on Elm Street. We are your hosts, Mark.
And Brooke.
And this is our last episode of 2025.
It is crazy.
Crazy. Man, this year flew by. I know it's
It did.
so fucking cliche to say, but we've done this month or year-long theme of traveling the world where we've just picked movies from different continents throughout the year. And this is our last one. We're wrapping it up. We can finally come home.
Yeah, it's been an expensive trip, that's for
Yeah,
sure.
no shit. Lots of plane tickets. But anyways, for our last episode of 2025, or yeah, 2025, you picked Troll Hunter from 2010. This is a Norwegian movie. So our last stop is in Norway. What made you pick this movie?
I don't know. It's been a while since I've seen it, and I didn't think that you had seen it yet. And it's in Norway, very cold, hunting trolls, and found footage movie. I don't know how many found footage we've done this year, honestly.
Feel like we've done at least one or two. Maybe not, though.
But
Yeah. All right. Lots of good reasons. This is definitely a first time watch for me. I thought I had maybe seen it before, but after I watched it, I was like, yeah, no, this.
nice.
But before we talk about it too much, let's kick off our news and booze. But we were talking before we started recording, there's like nothing for news and there's like no 4Ks being released. So we're just gonna do our last four watched and what we're drinking tonight.
Cool.
Short and sweet to wrap up the
Yeah,
year.
let's get into it.
What are you drinking?
I was drinking Miller Lite.
All right.
Nothing crazy. There was you.
We hosted Sarah's family for Christmas on Boxing Day, and her uncle left five of these in the fridge.
Fuck
They're
is
called
that?
OV. I've
Okay.
never heard of this beer before. It feels like a very old man type beer. So
Yep.
we'll see how it goes. I brought two of them down, so I hope I don't hate it.
Is it Canadian?
Oh, that's like Labatt Blue.
Bush Light.
It might be worse than Busch Light.
Okay.
It's drinkable though. I'll drink it. I don't know if it's
Fair
Canadian. I don't know.
enough.
Never heard of
Fair
it
enough.
before though. Anyways, what are your last four watched?
So for movies, not too much, honestly. I was off on Monday, and we have a big night coming up on Saturday. Going to watch Kill Bill, Whole Bloody Affair.
Oh yeah, fuck, that's this weekend.
So I watched Kill
Jesus.
Bill Volume 2
Okay.
because
All
I haven't
right.
seen it in a very long time,
Yeah.
and I just kind of wanted to watch both movies separately and then
Yeah.
kind of see like how different. But I don't think it's gonna be any different, honestly, but just to see like how they mesh it together, right?
Yeah. I know that they added 40 minutes to it, but I don't know if it's all just that extra anime scene or if there's.
Well, there's a 15-minute intermission as well.
Right, okay.
So,
That's good.
but yeah.
You
And
and Dennis
I've
can get your piss in.
yeah, exactly. I've just been on a TV show binge for some reason.
Yeah.
So I'm fully caught up on Landman now.
Oh,
So
shit.
like season 2, episode 7, I think, something like that.
Holy fuck.
And I have been binging the show Task, on HBO. It has Mark Ruffalo and another guy, but it's only 7 episodes, but it's really good. I only got one episode left, so.
Okay.
And then I just started Fallout tonight before I started watching Fallout season two. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
Nice. Fuck, you've been on a tear.
Yeah. Definitely not getting to 365 movies. So,
No, I was looking at mine because I told you I wanted to hit at least 250, and I'm at 240, 241 now after watching Troll Hunter. But yeah, there's no way, like, I'd have to watch 9 movies because it's not happening.
What were you?
I went on a bit of a shitty run.
Okay.
So Sarah wanted to watch Freaker Friday, so we watched that the other day.
Nice.
It's not great. I wasn't a big fan of it.
Yeah.
I said to her, like, I'm sorry if we have any like early 20s, late teen listeners. I doubt we
Yeah.
do, but man, I hate this generation so much, dude. Like, it's just fucking, it pisses me off so much.
That's fair.
But anyways, yeah. I finally watched The Conjuring: Last Rites. It's on
Nice.
Crave or HBO Max.
Yeah.
It was okay. Like, a lot of people shit on it.
Yeah.
It was like a kind of a weird story in comparison to the other ones, but it was all right. Not a great way to end the
Yeah, I've been
franchise, I don't
like
think.
flipping by it, but like every time I flip by it, it's like 8 o'clock or like 8:30, and it's like almost two
Yeah.
and a half hours. I'm like, eh, I don't really want to start this.
Yeah. I will say though that the demon in this one, like, there's a couple, but the one is like really fucking creepy looking.
Okay, nice.
And then we watched Roof Man the other
Nice.
night. It was okay. I liked it, but I don't know. It wasn't great in my opinion.
Yeah.
Channing Tatum was funny though.
Yeah.
And then you let me borrow this book like 2 years ago, Phantoms by Dean Koontz. So I finally
Yeah.
read it and found out there's a movie based off of it. And so I watched the movie last night and holy shit, dude. It's fucking bad. It's so bad. I like, it's a good cast. Like I told you, there's Ben Affleck, Rose McGowan, like Liev Schreiber, Peter O'Toole. Like, it's a good cast, but it was just fucking horrible.
Okay.
So I don't recommend watching it.
Yeah, fair enough.
I haven't watched any shows or anything. I do want to start Fallout at some point. Yeah, other than that, not a whole lot.
Nice.
All right, so we're skipping the news and we're skipping the 4Ks because there's fuck all. So let's dive into this movie.
Let's do it.
Okay, like we said in the intro this week, we are talking about Troll Hunter from 2010. Starting off with the synopsis, a group of students investigates a series of mysterious bear killings, but learns that there are much more dangerous things going on. They start to follow a mysterious hunter, learning that he is actually a troll hunter. Pretty cool. This was directed by Andre Ovredal. I'd never heard of him, but
Me
then I
either.
opened up his IMDb and I was like, oh shit. He directed The Last Voyage of the Demeter,
Nice.
Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark,
Okay.
The Autopsy of Jane Doe.
Shit.
He's doing an upcoming Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark movie,
Okay.
a sequel. And then he has another untitled horror project in the works. So, I mean, you don't recognize the name, but you definitely recognize the movies.
Yeah. Some movie called Bendy and the Ink Machine.
Yeah, I didn't know what.
It's a comedy or a horror. And then he's making a terror movie. Cool.
For the cast, I have Otto Jespersen, who played Hans, or the Troll Jagerin, which is Troll Hunter in
Yeah.
Norwegian. Glenn Erland Tostrand played Thomas. Johanna Mork played Johanna. And Tomas Alf Larsen played Kale or Kali, Kaylee. I don't know. The cameraman.
Yeah, the cameraman.
And I didn't have any honorable mentions. I don't know if you
Damn.
do or not.
No, me either.
All right, then.
Cool.
Let's dive in.
Let's do it. So yeah, like we said, we're talking about Troll Hunter from 2010. So this is a found footage movie, and like most found footage movies, we get a little blurb at the beginning of the movie, which basically describes that these people that released the movie received two anonymous packets of two hard discs that have like, I don't know what it said, like 238 minutes of like footage of trolls or something. And they're trying to determine if it's real. And they do determine that it is authentic. So yeah, the movie opens up. We meet Thomas, Johanna, and Cal. Cal is the cameraman. Johanna is the sound girl, and Thomas is like kind of like the main interviewer kind of guy. And they are doing a project for their school at Volda College or University. So yeah, they are going to interview some bear hunters, and these bear hunters are kind of saying that only like a select few get bear hunting licenses. There's a poacher out there who is killing these bears and leaving them, and the government basically controls the population of the bears. So
Yeah, and the one guy that they interview, he said, like, I know every single bear hunter in Norway, and I've never seen this guy before. So he clearly is poaching them.
And Tomas and them, they're trying to get an interview with the poacher to see what's going on. So they do end up finding him. He is staying at a campground. He stays out at night, and he comes back and sleeps during the day. They see that he has like these massive cuts in his truck. His truck is like all like fucked up. So they think obviously the guy's chasing bears or something like that, right? And this guy finally comes. He finds his name is Hans. He doesn't want anything to do with these people interviewing. Basically tells him to leave, and they just keep harassing this guy. They just don't stop. They put a mic under his camper, and they learn that he got a call about something. So they are following him, and they are on their way to where a bear was just shot and killed. So yeah, not much happening kind of in this opening scene, just kind of getting backstory on some characters and what they're doing, why they're there, pretty much.
Yeah, exactly.
And I love this first scene when they get to the bear and we meet Polsk, who is he has a certain job, but he's pretending that he works for the government. He's like the wildlife ranger or something like that, basically. And so there's this bear there that's dead, and the bear hunter is looking at the tracks, and they're like, well, this is weird, like this doesn't look like bear tracks. It's like almost something dragged the bear here. And then Polsk is like, no, I don't think so. That's kind of weird. And the guy hunter's like, yeah, it is very weird, like, you know, so
He's saying that like bears don't walk like this, and like the way that the tracks are set up, like it's not any way that a bear would walk.
No, and we find out later why the tracks look like the way they
Man,
are.
that reveal, I was laughing so hard at that.
So they think that that someone brought the bear and just dumped it there, which is what happened. So they're following Hans still. He is on a ferry. They are still bringing him, following him. They see Hans stopped like a bridge, and he grabs like a tire, goes down, leaves the tire under the bridge or something like that. And they're like, what the fuck's this guy doing? And then he gets on another ferry, and Thomas kind of corners him a bit, and Hans says, no, I don't want to talk to you, get the camera in my face. I won't answer his questions. So they end up getting to another campsite, and then they follow Hans again, and he's leaving. They kind of do get away from him, and they get to like a split road, and they come to this gate, and on it there's a post that says blasting area, like no trespassing. And they just throw the sign and get in there. It's like, these guys are fucking idiots. What did you, because I've seen this movie before, so what did you expect? You do see a troll like on the cover of the movie and stuff like that, but like, what did you expect this movie to kind of be like?
Were you
I
kind of surprised by like this scene a bit? Yeah, so I thought it was gonna kind of be like how your typical Bigfoot found footage movie is, where like you see the tracks, or like you see a quick shot of the back of it or something like that, and then you get like a reveal at the end. I wasn't expecting this entire movie to be filled with trolls and like seeing the entire troll, and like there's fucking woodland trolls, and there's valley trolls, and there's like so many rock trolls, like there's so many different types. And I don't know, yeah, I kind of enjoyed it. It added a whole other element to the
And this like scene kind of reminded me a bit like Jurassic Park, like kind of like boar, you know, which
Yeah.
would recorded like a
A
year
long
from
time
now,
ago.
right?
Yeah.
But they're like following this guy and they see they hear these sounds. Joanna hears these sounds and
Yeah.
then they see all these flashing lights. They're like, what the fuck's going on? And they see like Hans running out there. He's like, troll.
You gotta run away.
And they get out of there and then he's like, what are you guys doing here? Like, you shouldn't have followed me. And like, did you say troll? And like, he still won't kind of answer them. And then they get to their car and their car is totaled. It's flipped upside down. You good?
Yeah, keep going. I'm
Okay.
just thought I heard something.
And their tires are gone. Their tires are eaten off. There's like slobber all around. We find out Thomas got bit by something. You know, it's a lot happened in this kind of first scene, and they're kind of shocked too because they don't believe any of this, right? They're kind of don't
Because I
like
don't think
they,
at this point they don't know that like this guy's a troll hunter, right? Do they?
no, true, yeah, I don't think so. They
So they
think
still.
he's weird, like.
Yeah. Like, as far as they're concerned, this guy is a bear poacher still at this point.
So Thomas was bit in the shoulder. There's like slime all over him, stuff like that. And then they leave with Hans again, and he gives them some troll stench, which is like a deodorant to
Oh
like put
man.
all over their body and to kind of make them smell like trolls so they don't get like hunted by trolls, basically.
Imagine the fucking smell of this shit.
Oh yeah,
Like,
probably
imagine what a
disgusting.
troll smells like. Just, ugh. And like, you see in his trailer, because like he makes it himself, and later on you see in his trailer what it looks like, and you're just like, oh man.
And I don't remember a lot of the lore about trolls, like from fairy tales and stuff like that. Like the only troll
Yeah.
I kind of remember is like the
Harry
was
Potter.
the troll, oh yeah, troll, but the troll in Central Park or whatever that movie is.
Man, I fucking whenever I was searching for this, because I had to I ended up buying it on Apple TV. It was only $7.99, so I
Oh,
saved
okay.
it.
Nice.
But whenever I searched troll, a troll in Central Park fucking came up, and I was like, oh dude, like I need to fucking buy this too.
Nice. So the thing I remembered is like that they turned to stone. I didn't know like how they did, but so the light that Hans has, he it turns the trolls to stone because it's like basically like sun, right?
Yeah.
Or they explode, depends on how old they are, apparently. But another thing is that I don't know if this is part of the movie that they wrote into it, but they do not like Christians. They can smell Christian blood and they want it,
Talk about
which
a
I don't
fucking
know.
swerve, man.
Yeah, I don't know if like that's just part of the movie, like the comedy in this movie, but
Yeah.
it's so funny. So they're going hunting with Hans. He sees that he needs a blood sample, but he needs a blood sample for the veterinarian. So out again, and they still don't believe him, even though Thomas got bit by something, their car's fucked up, right? And there's a night one of the Cal has like the night vision camera on, and they're there. Hans went running into the woods, and all of a sudden you hear like these sounds, and then trees are starting to like kind of move. Then Hans comes running out. He's like, run, it's a tosser lad or something like that. And describe to the people what comes out of the fucking woods.
This fucking 100-foot tall troll with three fucking heads. And it has like this big fucking snout nose, like one of those monkeys, like the gibbons or whatever they're called. And it just comes fucking barreling out of these trees, chasing after him. And man, I was not expecting to see this fucking thing in full form this early on in the movie. And I wasn't sure if all of the trolls were gonna look like this. Not a huge fan of the three-headed aspect of it.
It's kind of weird, but I do like how Hans later in the movie kind of explains to them all the different trolls and stuff, right?
And how the three heads, like they only have one actual head, and the other two heads aren't actually like sentient heads. They just kind of like use them to scare off other trolls and shit like that.
Or to attract
Or,
females. But I thought this was hilarious because like they don't believe him at all. And so yeah, the Tosser lad comes out of the wizard starts chasing him, has fucking three heads. Cal ends up falling, and then we get the Tosser lad chasing after them into like the woods. And I like this whole scene too of the cameraman Cal in the woods, and you see like him hiding a tree, and then like you see like the troll like kind of walking, trying to sniff them. He keeps turning like the night vision on and off. But then they do end up getting out of the woods. And Hans is there, and he's like, "Get behind the car now." And they get behind the car, then as soon as the troll comes out of the woods, he just shines his light, just turns to stone instantly. And then that's it. He caught the troll.
Do they mention at all, like, do they have poor eyesight? It seems like they use like smell a lot.
I'm sure they do. I don't think they're that smart from what he says.
Yeah, that's true. He does say that they're kind of dumb.
He says that the government doesn't want people to know about trolls, basically. He works for this company called TTS or TSS.
Yeah, something like that.
Troll something.
Might be my nose. Troll Security Services,
Yeah,
TSS.
that's it. And then he grabs a sledgehammer and goes up to the troll and knocks its leg out and falls over. And then the next morning he's there with a fuckhead, whatever the thing fucking called, I don't know.
Jackhammer.
Jackhammer. So the next morning, Pulst is here, the guy from the wildlife board, and he's like, "What the fuck are you guys doing out here?" He doesn't want them to film anything. And then we see a paint server's van show up, and they pull a bear out of the back of the van. So basically, Pulst is Hans's boss, sort of, kind of. So Pulst works for the government because the government of Norway doesn't want people to know about trolls. So every time that a troll leaves its territory, they get Hans to come and kill it, basically. And so what they've been doing is they've been saying that a bear has been eating all the livestock and stuff like that. And then they shoot the bear, and then Pulse brings out these like fake bear feet and just like stomping around, and it's so stupid.
Which is exactly why at the beginning of the movie, the bear hunter said that this isn't normal walking behavior for a bear.
Yeah, and then whenever the paint guy, Prince Brode, he's like, "What kind of bear is that? It's not a Norwegian bear." And he's like, "Ah, oh, it's." I forget what he says, but then whenever someone mentions at the next site that the bear looks different, he's like, "Oh, it's a Russian bear. It came down from Russia." And so the next troll they're going after is a ringle finch. It's at this little like kind of canal. It's bringing the sheep and goats under the bridge to kill them. And he notices that there's a tree like with bark showed off chewing off it. So he's like, "Okay, the troll's gonna be back tonight. We'll hang out and come back tonight." One thing I missed is they visit Hans's camper. Inside of it, he has all these troll tails in it, and he has the fucking troll stench deodorant. And Kyle's like, "What's that made of?" He's like, basically anything you get out of a troll is what this is."
It's disgusting.
Yeah. Thomas is. Oh, go ahead.
I was gonna say, I also didn't know that trolls had tails.
Oh, yeah, me either.
Not important, but just kind of threw me for a loop.
Yeah, so Thomas is starting to feel sick. The next day they go to one of the traps, and there's like a bear trap, and Hans is like, "Oh, it looks like some of the smaller trolls took the bait." And he puts like a thin of concrete and some charcoal on top. He's like, "Yeah, the trolls love this." They end up finding the tracks, some sheep carcasses, and he needs to get a blood sample. They're leaving some goats and sheep on the bridge at night, and we see the troll, its hand come up under the bridge and grab one of the goats. And then they go up to the bridge, and I fucking love what Hans is wearing in this scene.
It's like something in a Monty Python.
Yeah, seriously. He's got like just this old like scuba diver kind of looking like outfit on. And because he has to get a blood sample, so he has this like giant ass syringe. And so he tells them to get back, and he's like, "I got Christian man's blood in this bucket," and starts like spraying it all on the bridge. And then the troll comes up there, and Hans like goes around to the back of it, gets the needle out, then all of a sudden just the troll just fucking smashes the shit out of him. It tries biting his head off.
He's like, this is like reinforced metal that he's wearing, though.
Oh yeah, still, man.
So he manages to survive it, but
Yeah, he got the blood
yeah, he did.
somehow.
I love this thing too, whenever it's eating the sheep and the goats, because it's just fucking grabbing them, just like, ah, like biting into them, like how we'd bite into an apple,
Yeah.
just going to town on these things.
Yeah. So Hans is okay. They end up waking him up, and he goes down there to try and get the blood. And then I don't know what happens, but he does something, and the troll just fucking explodes. So now they're at the pet clinic. They're dropping off blood to the vet to do some testing. And they asked to interview the vet, and the vet's like, "Oh, I don't know." And then Hans is just like all in on them now. He's like, "Oh, it's okay. It's like just answer whatever you want. I take full responsibility." And he's like, "Fuck it. Like everyone needs to know about the trolls now." So you find out that the Jatnar is the biggest troll that there is. They are going to different territories of where the trolls are to see what is going on with the trolls. We do find out later in the movie that the trolls have somehow gotten rabies. So that is what is causing them to kind of leave the territory and kind of act not normal.
Yeah, I don't know how the fuck a troll gets rabies.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Because
Yeah.
these things are like made out of stone. Like,
Yeah.
what's biting them?
Yeah, exactly. You learn that the tires are actually used to see if a troll leaves the territory. So if the troll gets too far, it sees the tire and will chew a chunk out of the tire and then leave. So that's how they kind of know that a troll's left. We see there's a bunch of trees down in someone's field. The guy says it's a tornado, but Hans says, "No, it's probably three trolls. They made their way through here. They're going to come back at night." Cal does not want to go. They find an abandoned mine and they go in there. And Hans says, "There's no trolls here now. It's a lair." And then they're like, "Okay, we'll get the fuck out of here." And then guess what fucking walks up? About six trolls.
There's so many of them.
Yeah.
These ones were smaller, though. Like, they were still huge, but
Yeah.
I
Yeah.
feel like this breed, because they're cave trolls, so they're a bit smaller.
Yeah.
Still just as deadly, though. Poor Cal and his Christian blood.
Yeah. Yeah. So they run back into the lair and they go into like this kind of like almost like a bed kind of thing for like the trolls. There's all these little holes in it. The trolls come in, they're wiping themselves with the troll stench. Cal is like freaking the fuck out. He's trying to put more and more on, then runs out. And the trolls are sitting there with their back to him and they're starting to go to sleep. And Cal's like freaking the fuck out. And Hans is just like, calm down, calm down. And he's like, Cal's like, do you have any more of the troll stench? He's like, no, we're out. He's like, just calm down. And then Cal is like, I'm Christian. Like, I believe in God. And Hans is like, what the fuck? Like, you guys said none of you were Christians. And Cal's like, I am, I am. And then the one troll starts fucking farting into the cave.
Is fucking so gross.
Yeah. So they book it the fuck out of there. They're getting chased by the trolls and there's sunlight now. But unfortunately, Cal gets captured by one of the trolls and probably ripped apart. He dies. So they get the camera. Hans said he has to go to Dover to try and find more trolls. And they end up getting a new camera woman named Malika. And Hans basically gives them the option, like, hey, I'll drag me back down. You can leave if you want, or just continue with me. I do love when they meet Malika that they don't like tell her anything like right away. The first thing he asks is like, "Are you Christian? Do you believe in God or Jesus?" And she's like, "Well, no, like I'm Muslim." And they ask like Hans, "Hey, is that a problem?" I don't know. I guess we'll find out. So they get to kind of a more like snowy open plain area, and there's all these power lines that are down. But Hans says they're not actually power lines, they are electric fences. So they're going to the power grid to see what's going on. And these people at the power grid have no idea what the fuck is going on because they think they're running the power. But then they, Hans mentions, or Thomas says, like, well, let me see like the map. He's like, where are these power lines going? Let's go in a circle. And the guy's like, yeah. And then Johannes or someone was like, isn't that kind of weird? And he's like, yeah, I guess it kind of is weird. So they're going to be waiting at a TSS cabin for the troll to appear, the big troll. And Hans tells a story about how in the 70s, he was sent to a certain area to kill every single troll in the area, including women, children, pregnant ladies. He said it was a fucking massacre. So the sun's gonna be up in an hour. They he go outside, they hear the sounds. He's like, okay, those sounds are too big. And then we see, oh, they get a call from the vet saying that the ringlefinch had rabies. And then Hans is like, oh, that explains that they all had rabies. And he's like, yeah, Thomas, you probably have rabies. And he's like, what? He's like, yeah. And Thomas is like, we need to go to the fucking hospital now.
You have troll rabies.
Yeah. So Hans is like, okay, you guys stay here. I'm gonna try and lure this troll. So this troll's like fucking 200, 300 feet tall, fucking massive. And you see him in the distance, like luring the troll away, and he sees like this like giant fucking light on top. And he's trying to shine the troll, but it keeps like going in and out, in and out. And you find out that the flash has ran out of power. So they're driving away from the troll. We see someone in the road. He's a seismologist. They're chasing after the troll. They have to get in front of the troll because they haven't fully killed it yet. And the truck ends up getting hit by the troll. The troll ends up leaving, and then the car is flipped over. And Hans is like, oh, I have to go finish this. He's like, there's a road up there, the highway. And so he leaves with his like little tiny weapon he's always has, just go after the troll, and then he like shoots like a kind of like rocket launcher light at the troll and just instantly like turns to stone and crumbles, and that's it. What'd you think of this big ass troll?
I like it. So this is the one that we see in the movie poster, right? Because you can only see its legs. This thing's fucking huge. So I'm gonna say it's probably my favorite one in the movie. Like, when you think of trolls, like, I don't expect a troll to be this big. So
No.
it was kind of cool to see.
Yeah.
So I looked it up, why trolls hate Christian blood.
Okay.
So trolls in folklore often hate Christians because of the Christianization in Scandinavia involving suppressing pagan beliefs, because trolls were often symbolic in paganism.
Okay.
So they're depicted as despising the smell of Christian blood and being driven away by church bells, representing the conflict between the pagan nature spirits and the new religion, especially seen in modern films like Trollhunter. So in Norse mythology, trolls were powerful beings, but as Christianity spread, they became antagonists representing. So it is legit, well, like, as legit as the folklore goes. Like, it wasn't just me.
Yeah. Okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they end up getting into like the highway. They see some more cars coming, and then they start saying, "Oh, I think it's their other friends." And then Tom, I believe Tom starts running away with the footage, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
And then he ends up
We don't
down
really know
the
what happens.
no, because he ends up running the highway, and there's a truck coming, and then it just ends. And then we get a text on the screen saying, the footage ends here. We don't know what happened after. The teenagers in this, these students disappeared, never heard from them again. And then it kind of goes on about how, like, at first the Norwegian government was like denying everything and is still trying to like say that's just bears or whatever. But then we get like a little like quick conference with the Norwegian Prime Minister, and beside him is Polsk. And the Prime Minister at first is like, oh, like, yeah, someone, I think someone asked a question about like trolls or something like that, and he's like, he kind of doesn't say anything about it, but then he like changes his mind and he's like, what does he say? Do you
Just says, like, Norway has trolls, and then so blah 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 blah. But, like, it was just such a quick line in this big monologue that he had.
Yeah.
And then the camera pans over to Polsk, and he's just like wide-eyed, like, what the fuck
Yeah.
did you just say?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I don't think so.
All right. That's the way the farts smell.
Oh, nice. I like it. All right. I already know how you rated this movie because I accidentally saw your score on Letterboxd. But tell
Okay.
our listeners how you rated this movie.
Yeah, so I gave this movie a 3.5 out of 5. Just a really, honestly, a really enjoyable found footage, low budget-ish movie. I just like the story, like all the lore of the trolls. I like the character, like Hans is awesome. I love him as a character. I love like the little kind of side characters. Like our main three don't really give a shit about, but I mean, they're kind of behind the camera, right? So, but I like the way the trolls looked. Like, it didn't look, it was obviously like kind of CGI-ish. It wasn't bad, it wasn't the greatest, but it definitely could have been worse. So, I like kind of just Norway's gorgeous too. Like, this movie's fucking beautiful. So,
Yeah, that's true.
yeah, so 3.5 out of 5. How about you?
I also gave it 3.5 out of 5.
Oh, nice. Okay.
I said I think it's a really well-made movie, but in my opinion, it couldn't decide if it wanted to be found footage or not. Like, I found some of it felt very found footage, and then some of it really didn't. So it was kind of flip-flopping back and forth. There was a lot of shaky cam in this too, which is fine because, like, obviously they're running away from fucking trolls and shit, but I don't know. It's hard to pay attention whenever the camera's fucking going all over the the troll designs were awesome, and yeah, you mentioned the CGI already. Like, it wasn't terrible, but it was like mediocre. I've seen worse, but I've seen better for sure. But I mean, with all that being said, I think it's a really cool idea, and I too enjoy mythology of it all. We don't like fucking 2010, like, we hadn't seen very many troll movies prior to that.
No.
And now Netflix has Troll and Troll 2, so I'd like to think that this maybe paved the way a little bit.
Maybe, yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. It's a really cool concept and I did enjoy
Cool. Glad you liked
it.
it.
Yeah. All right, you guys know our scores. We'll head on over to Rotten Tomatoes and see what they scored. So, Troll Hunter is a mockumentary with an appropriate level of creeping dread, but one that also benefits from generous helpings of dry wit. So, based on that, what do you think the critics scored it?
I'll say like a 73.
You're 10 off.
Too low.
No, it was an 80. Oh, yeah, you were too low. It was an 83.
Okay, nice.
That's on 110 reviews. So it's certified fresh.
Nice.
The audience score was a 72%
Okay.
on 10,000 ratings and an average score of 3.6 out of 5 or a 7.2 out of 10.
Nice. Letterboxd has a 3.4 out of 5. So right there with us. Jess gave it a 3 out of 5. That's it.
Okay. Not many.
Yeah.
All right, you ready for the scare section?
Yes, sir.
How did you rate the scares in this movie?
Not a very scary movie. So I'll say like a, I don't know, 2 out of 10, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. A two out of 10, I guess. Scary scene, I'll go with when we first see the three-headed troll,
Yeah.
Tosser lad. Just like you said, you don't really expect to see it. And when it pops out, you don't expect three heads, and just yeah, I thought it was done really well. And would I survive? I think so. I mean, I don't know if I would actively go hunting for trolls, so yeah. And I feel like they're kind of easy-ish to get away from. Like, I don't know. So I think I would,
Okay.
yeah.
All right. My scares, I gave it a 4 out of 10.
Okay, wow.
I said the trolls were like genuinely scary at times. Like just the designs of them and like what they're capable of. And like the thought of these being real, like obviously they're not, but just like put yourself in that world. It's just
Yeah.
like, holy shit, that would be
Yeah.
absolutely terrifying. And like there was some parts in this movie that just like the critics' consensus said on Rotten Tomatoes, like there's just like a real sense of dread in some of these scenes, like whenever they're hiding from it in the forest and then like in the cave, like that was so scary, man, in the cave,
Yeah.
because like you are right beside these things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, 4 out of 10 for me. Scary scene. I also said what you said whenever they're hiding from the beginning there. Just because, like, that was our first time seeing one of the trolls. You weren't expecting to see it. And I don't know. That whole scene was filmed through night vision for the most part. So just added a little bit of extra. And would I survive? I said, yeah, I think I would. Because as curious as I'd be to see them, I think I'd be watching them from a. It's kind of like the whole, like, you mentioned Jurassic Park at the start of this, right? Like,
Yeah.
whenever they first get to Jurassic Park and they see the. Brachiosaurus is like walking around. Like, that's totally fine. I would watch the shit out of them from like a far away distance, but I'm not
Yeah.
getting right up beside them. Oh, just leave them alone. Well, I guess they're
Yeah.
kind of treading on human territory, so I don't know. Leave it to the experts.
Yeah.
That wraps up the movie, this
Cool.
episode, and 2025.
Yes, sir. All right, man, I've been waiting for this for a year.
I said to you earlier, I said I finally get to pick a movie from wherever I want. Loved doing this theme. I thought it was really fun, had a great time with it, but I feel like we missed out on some bangers that we could have done.
Yes.
This movie was my favorite horror movie of 2024. I've been fucking dying to talk about it. We're gonna do Nosferatu.
Okay. Yeah. I knew that one was coming. Nice. Sick. I'm excited.
And as like as I was picking it in my head, I was like, for fuck's sakes, was this actually filmed like somewhere other than the state? And here I am excited to just be able to pick a movie that's not from
Yeah,
somewhere in the
exactly.
world.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was filmed in the US, so
Okay. Fair enough.
According to the Letterboxd, anyways. It might not be
Yeah.
fully there, but
Yeah.
anywho, yeah. So our first episode of 2026 will be Nosferatu from 2024.
Nice.
In the meantime, you guys can catch us at a podcast on Elm Street on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And if you click the link in our bio on Instagram, you'll find links to our TeePublic account where we have our merch. There's also links to our Patreon account if you wish to support the podcast that way. And there's links to our individual Letterboxd accounts, our Discord server, and anywhere that you can listen to us. Thank you so much for sticking around for this year-long theme. I've already said it, but I had a fucking blast doing it. I think you
Yeah,
did
me
too.
too. Oh yeah, definitely.
And yeah, we'll see what 2026 brings.
Yep. Let's talk to you a couple weeks.
All right. Happy New Year. Be
Happy
safe.
New Year.